Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? What's happening? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champ, IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Today, I'm going to be breaking down not only why you don't need steroids, but I'll be telling you the only thing that's actually better than them. Okay, and no, it's not a supplement. No, it's not another type of steroid or like a workout. It's none of those things. I promise you, you cannot guess it. And if you can guess it, I owe you a free ebook. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic. Very short, sweet, to the point. And it's a real message that I want a lot of you people to really take seriously, especially if you are deciding in 2024 to take your fitness seriously and you haven't done it in the past and you think that, although they do work, taking the steroid shortcut is worth it, all right? So we're going to sort of dismantle that belief system. I want to steer you away from taking steroids or anything that could potentially harm your health in the long run. No, not because I'm a bodybuilder that is greedy and that wants to hog all the world's supply of steroids, because myself personally, I'm a pro bodybuilder and I'm natural. I don't take steroids, which honestly sounds like an oxymoron. I do understand and resonate where you're coming from, especially like looking at social media, and like 99% of the people on social media claim that they're natural and they're like really not. So, but I am, and to those that don't believe it, that's cool. But to those that do know, again, you know. So we're cool off of that, all right? I'm just going to go fix something real quick on the Instagram live side here, because I don't know why. It's just fucking so happens to be glitching. So I'm switching to my data because Wi-Fi is just moving weird. Anyway, that seems to be working. Okay, moving forward, guys, let's break it down. All right, we're going to start off with this. And this is kind of ugly. Less than 1% of the population can bench 225 pounds. And 17% of men in America use steroids. And those 17% aren't even as good as you think. Most of them can't even lift the 225. Most of them cannot lift that 225. They just can't, even if they're taking steroids. Okay, and like, I want to let you understand this, guys. Steroids themselves won't do anything for you if your diet is shit and if you train like a pansy. And I'm not saying this because I want you to like take steroids and train hard. Like, if you want to be Mr. Olympia one day, don't let me tell you what to do. But at the same time, I want to encourage you to steer away from that, because that stat right there, go Google it, do your own research. You can find that, and or just look around in your gym. You'll go look around in your gym and realize that a lot of people take gear and they either look like shit or they're weak as shit, right? And that's most of the people that take gear. The very, very small people that are genetically primed for it, that have that work ethic, that are sharp with their nutrition, they're the people that you think you can look like when you take steroids, when in actuality, 99% of you guys just fucking won't, all right? And those guys would still look a million times better than you if they didn't take steroids. It's part of the genetics and the whole discipline thing. Like, everything else that matters, they have outside of the steroids that you don't, okay? And I'm not saying this to bring you down, because as a human being, we're all equal in that sense, right? But I want to let you know that steroids aren't equal. Just because you take the same amount as somebody else doesn't mean you're going to get the same results as somebody else. The same thing goes with food. If you eat fucking Ronnie Coleman, Phil Heath, Jay Cutler's diet, Marshawn Lynch, whoever the fuck you want to be like in your sport, doesn't mean you're going to become them. If you train like them, nope. Because all those intricate things do fall into place and they do matter. Okay, so in fact, guys, most of the people, let's get back on track here, most of the people in the gym on steroids, they either look skinny fat or they look like dog shit. That's most people. And I hate to say it, but it's true. And it shocked me at first. But as I developed my physique, like throughout the years, you know, going through adolescence, going through high school, going through young adulthood, and developing my physique, I noticed random people coming at me in the gym asking what fucking stack I was on. Like, I remember this vividly, guys. Like, I'll never forget. I was with my boy. We were training chest. at a local gym, and some random fat dude. He's not even old, he's quite young. And I'm not saying fat to be, this is just how I remember him. I don't remember his name. Like, he was just a chubby dude. He comes up to me mid-rap, guys. He didn't even wait till I got off the piece of equipment, and he goes, "Hey man, you looking jacked. What stack are you on?" And for those of you guys that don't know what stack means, stack is steroids. It's gym slang for steroids. Okay, what steroids are you on? And my buddy and I looked at him, we're like, "Bro, I'm natural." He's like, "There's no fucking way." He's like, he told me and confessed to me. He was a very nice guy, respectful guy, except for the fact that he interrupted me mid-set. He comes up to me, he says, "I'm on this much testosterone, I'm taking this much D-ball, I've tried Tren, doing this, doing that. I've got back acne, I've got this bad thing happened, the other thing." He was like the product of like what you get when you are a fucking naive teenager on bodybuilding.com or on Google or on TikTok, wherever you kids get your information nowadays, and actually experiment on yourself. The worst part about it was that his health was declining. He was telling me everything that was going wrong with him. Quite a young dude. He's chubby, he's fat, he's desperate to lose the weight and build muscle. Like, I can tell, like, that's the only reason you'd risk your life. The same reason, like, if you were morbidly obese and you wanted to get a surgery. I understand it. You're desperate. You want to do something now that's going to help you now. But again, and I told him, "Hey, dude, I don't take anything." And he's like, "There's no way, because I take all this shit and I look like shit." And then that's when it really dawned to me. I was like, "Fuck, man." A lot of people don't know what they're like, what they can potentially do with their own physique naturally. All right, and then that's when this whole movement of me continuously competing in natural bodybuilding and spreading the message about natural bodybuilding and bringing awareness to it, not just because I want people to be natural bodybuilding competitors, no, but because I want people to understand that you can look fucking amazing with what you've got without steroids, regardless of your genetics. You can leverage your diet, you can leverage your training, everything that you can outside of risking your health, and you can still be proud of the outcome. Right. And so that was like the first time it really dawned on me, mentally growing up. Right. And like, it did startle me because, at first I was like, I think I'm fucking skinny. Like, who cares? I don't look the certain way. And then I started to, and that's body dysmorphia, guys. If you don't know what that is, it's like when you look in the mirror and you just don't see what everybody else sees and you view yourself as more of like a negative. I think everybody's got that to a certain degree, but I definitely had it and I wasn't able to see it. And so, the thing is, guys, this is the thing. I'm 100% natural, right? And the people that were asking me for steroid advice looked like shit and they were very weak. Okay? And this isn't to say that everybody takes that takes steroids is going to be, shitty, weak, whatever, however you want to, it's not necessarily that. Okay? But guys, regardless of that, it shocked me. It fucking shocked me. Okay, and let's walk through some things here as to not only why it shocked me, but some things that you need to like really consider when it comes to altering your physique, changing your body, building muscle, and developing. Okay, like this is what tells you if you're strong. For intermediate lifters, bench pressing with your body weight to 1.5 times your body weight is common. That's what you should aim for. Okay, anything more than that is excessive. And excessive typically means you're gonna have to diet like a monster, train like a monster, or at least super consistently, more than is necessary to change your body. Like, if you want to be an athlete of some sort or have a fucking amazing top tier god level physique, 1% physique, then you want to get to a point where, yeah, you can like do double your body weight, this and so on and so forth. But doing benching your body weight or up to 1.5 times your body weight is really fucking, that's good. You should aim for that if you don't already have those abilities or the capability to bench as much. And same thing applies with squats. Like, strength, squat strength varies, but intermediate lifters are often able to hit with between 1.5 to 2 times your body weight. 2 times your body weight being more of a normal here because, again, the legs are the biggest part of the body. So if you are able to lift double your body weight with your legs, that's a good thing. You should aim for that. 1.5 to 2 times is like a really solid end goal. And if you're deadlifting, again, I'm naming these lifts because they're the top three or the three basic movements that once you do master and learn, you can pretty much use every single piece of gym equipment effectively. So deadlifts, guys. Deadlift strength can also vary widely, but intermediate lifters, again, aim for anything between 1.5 to 2 you know, times your body weight. You could pull more naturally. Some people, you know, are just genetically predisposed to have strong deadlifts or strong squats or strong benches. It could vary anywhere, but 1.5 to 2 times your body weight is pretty ideal. Anything over that is excessive. And the reason why I want to bring that up is because when you lean towards having fucking really excessive goals, like, again, being able to lift double your body weight, or you want to look like a fucking pro bodybuilder, or you want to be a pro bodybuilder. Well, I think if you want to look like one, not if you want to be one. Because if you're going to be one, you're going to be one. That's it, right? So if you want to look like a bodybuilder, have the strength of a power lifter, or whatever it is, something, anything excessive, your brain is going to automatically want you to lean towards more excessive things like steroids. It's just, it's literally just what is next if you want to get that goal. Because for the truth is, for most people to hit 3 times, or anything even more than 2 times, depending on where you are genetically, to lift more than 2 times, 3 times your body weight, you're gonna have to be enhanced to a certain degree. Most people, some, there are really strong genetic outliers, and there are some people that also were born with six packs, right? So, you know, tilt the scale however you want, but that's ultimately what it is. You want to lean away from excessive goals. If it doesn't seem realistic, don't fucking try to do it. And I'm not telling you to, like, aim low. As a matter of fact, that's the last thing. Challenge yourself. Like, when I say 1.5 to 2 times the body weight, try to aim for 2, of course, when you're experienced, but push yourself. But understand that if you set really excessive over the top goals, it's going to be too easy for you to rationalize to yourself, like, oh, this is why, you know, I can take, or why I should take steroids, because I really have this goal and I'm legit and I'm going to do it. I've been making progress. I hit every single target, and now it's time for me to, like, go all in and do this thing and take this risk because it's the last step or the last thing that's going to push me. And guys, it's not. Okay, it's not. It's really not. And the reason why it's not is because you don't want to be a bodybuilder, right? Like, you just want to look like one. You don't want to, you know, be a fucking NFL player. You just want to be as strong or as fast as one. Like, as I said earlier on, guys, copying the greats is amazing to a degree. Like, if you want to eat like Phil Heath, Jay Cutler, or whatever it is, sure, you can emulate what they do in terms of their intensity or their excessiveness. And again, this is considering the fact that you don't actually want to be a pro bodybuilder, or you don't actually want to be an NFL player, but you want to have attributes like them. You can dial it down, water it down to something that is more realistic, or at least more attainable. I don't want to say realistic. I want to say attainable, because the closer you are to it, the more realistic it is, right? And the more closer you are to it, the more attainable it is. And guys, I want to bring this to your attention, especially when we factor genetics, because the number one thing that is going to actually help you get to that point reasonably and be able to stay in that state, again, if you take steroids to get there, you're going to have to take steroids to stay there. So again, you want to stay in this state, meaning you want to do this without steroids. The number one way to do that is to understand this, and it's not a supplement. It's not a fucking magic food. Okay, it's not a special ingredient. It's not a secret workout. This thing that you need to do, or at least understand, is that you don't need steroids. You need time. Look, if you've just started training within the last 5 years, I'm sorry to break it to you, you shouldn't be as close to your goal as you think you are, or as you want to be, right? Like, if you've been feverishly consistent within the last 5 years, that's a different thing. But let's be honest here, guys. Since the first day you stepped in the gym, how fucking consistent have you been with showing up to the gym? Most of the people, and I'm not roasting you, but most of the people listening to this, or just generally in the world, like, the first time they go to the gym, maybe they stick it out for like 2 to 3 weeks, and then they just, like, disappear. Or they go for fucking months straight, or even a year straight, right? You go to the gym, you went for a year, and out of the last 5 years, that was the only year you went to the gym because shit happened. Right? Like, yeah, you used to work out, but you don't really work out, or at least you're not consistent, or better yet, it's not a part of your life, right? It's really not integrated into your lifestyle, which is the reason why you're not where you need to be, right? And I'm not just saying it takes time as in just be patient and wait for muscle to grow. No, you're going to be making an active effort towards building your body, building the muscle, burning the fat, but also understand that it's not going to happen in year 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, at least given the averages that people go or stay in the gym. Like, if you are the type of person that when you start, you go all the way in, and like for the last 5 years, you've been going 5 days a week, and you've been eating everything that you need to eat, like in terms of your nutrition. You've been consistent with that for 5 fucking years. You're not even listening to this podcast because you are where you need to be. And if not that, then you've surpassed where you wanted to go, and you're heading somewhere else. You set a new goal, and you're not listening to this episode because you don't care about shortcuts. You don't care about steroids. You already understand that you need time, as well as, not as well as anything, but time spent doing the right things. Right things being consistency with diet, consistency with training, asking questions, learning, growing. Okay? So you do not need steroids, you need time. And this is the most like 50-year-old cliche, somebody's parents type shit to say, but it's true. It's true. And if you want to take steroids because you don't want to wait the time and do the what you need to do over time, like let's say, you learn how to be sharp anyway. Okay? You were sharp with your nutrition, you were sharp with your training, you were sharp with everything that you needed to be sharp with, but you just didn't want to fucking do it for 5 years and get the results. And you want the results in a shorter period of time. Okay, let's say hypothetically you take steroids to do that. Do you now understand that once you do achieve that beautiful goal of whatever the fuck it is, however much weight you want to lift or however you want to look, do you understand that when you reach that goal, guys, that you only have that goal once, like as long as you have steroids, like as long as you are putting that into your body, you will have that goal. Granted, you'll get what you want a little bit sooner or a lot sooner, but you cannot keep it for as long as the guy that did it the entire time and that continues to do it without that. Why? Because number one, I'm pretty sure that the other guy set more attainable goals, right? So something that is actually, you can maintain that. Okay? And on top of that, the other person understood that they didn't need steroids, they needed time. So many of us, especially the younger generation nowadays, is like pedal to the metal. I'm sinking the gas pedal. I'm trying to get there yesterday with their physique, not understanding how much it's going to fuck them up and that it's not even really a guarantee if they haven't built the skills and applied it over time. Which brings me back to that exp the example that I talked about earlier in this episode regarding the chubby dude who came up to me mid-set at the gym, asking about steroids, and he just, like, out of everybody in that gym, like, I was surprised that he asked me. He just didn't seem, it just made no sense. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that to be really rude or anything, but that's how fucking dumb it looks, guys, if I'm being honest with you, when I hear or see some of these people do these things, thinking they're gonna get somewhere that they're not going to get. And if they do get there, they can't fucking stay there. So then, what's the point? You're gonna get depressed afterwards, and it happens. Talk to the top bodybuilders, they'll tell you the losing muscle and retiring is the worst part about bodybuilding, right? But I'm pretty sure if you look at the natural bodybuilders, ones that didn't take the PEDs over the years, that once they retire, have they look like who they were when they were competing. Of course, a little bit less muscle and you're a lot older and stuff. But I'll be honest with you guys, on average, the natural bodybuilders in their older age are not only healthier, but they look more like bodybuilders than those that blasted to the moon. Okay, and then decided like, hey, I'm retired now, or this is just not what I want to do anymore. Then they hop off, and they lose because they only want they lose everything that they built because they really just wanted it quickly, and they didn't want to really marry the lifestyle of fitness. They just wanted to lose the fucking gut, or they wanted to build more confidence, whatever quick fix they wanted. They wanted to get stronger. They wanted to whatever the deal is with them. They did or they do. And then realize they can't upkeep it because you'll just die faster, or maybe they just lose interest once they achieve this thing, right? And it becomes sort of like an instant gratification thing, which fitness shouldn't be. I mean, yes and no, because I love it when I go to the gym and I leave and I got a fucking wicked pump. My brain is pumping all those, feel good hormones, and I'm or it's just making me feel great. I love it. That's instant gratification. That's the best kind of instant gratification. But I'm not going to go to the gym, put harmful chemicals in my body, rush the process that I'm not even consistent or familiar with, and then expect not only to keep it, but to remain like satisfied. Because once you, if you can improve that much in that time period, typically what happens is you develop a hunger for the next level, and you push for more and more and more and more. Especially if you have an addictive personality or history with addictions. So you just want to be careful with that, guys. You don't need steroids. You need more time doing the fucking things you're supposed to be doing that steroids would do for you faster. But like, you are building the skills to keep that thing while also retaining your health. Like, think long term. This is not instant gratification. It's not just like put a needle in me or pop a pill, got these jacked arms, and now like the world's amazing. Because you guys all know what happens with instant gratification. Even when you go to the gym and you leave, what happens? Okay, 1 hour later, you realize, oh, my fucking pump's going away. 3 hours later, your pump's gone. You might as well have been in the same mental state as you were in before you went to the gym, minus the fact that you know you did something productive, so that makes you feel good. Like, if we're not talking about the feel good part about it, like, oh, I did something productive today, there's pretty much no difference as to 3 hours after the gym and 3 hours before the gym in terms of the instant gratification feeling. So when you remove instant gratification from like anything, including the gym, or especially the gym in this context, and you look at the goals and objectify them in a way where it's like, I'm not doing this for a temporary fix. I'm not doing this because I need something now. And you marry the lifestyle, that's when it really becomes rewarding. Like, that's when it truly becomes rewarding. And guys, like, I want to let you know this too, especially because I didn't preface this earlier on in the podcast episode. But yeah, when I say I'm natural, it shouldn't matter for you guys. And it doesn't. It really doesn't matter if anybody is truly natural because. For myself, at least, I can speak for myself. I'm pretty sure that I've got like the 0.1% or the 1% of genetics, at least in bodybuilding, where like as a natural athlete, I can still turn pro, right? Granted, there are more opportunities and outlets nowadays to do so. Like, I'm not like I'm privy to the knowledge that I know I was born with a fucking six pack per se. Like, it was easier for me, or at least felt easier for me. It's just not as hard for me to go to the gym as it might be for you. Or eat clean or eat the same meals as it might be for you. Like, I'm genetically predisposed to be a better bodybuilder or have a more aesthetically pleasing physique than maybe the person listening to this. And that's a maybe. And so I don't want you to be discouraged thinking that, to look like a natural athlete like myself is like attainable. Like, I'm not going to deceive you. It's let you sit here and think, oh, fuck, like this guy's natural, man. So it's like kind of possible for me. No. Doesn't work that way, buddy. And the reason why is because of genetics as well. And that's one thing. I don't want to make it all about genetics because it really isn't all about genetics. But genetics, man, that's the driving force there. It's how you respond to food. It's what it makes you like what you like and makes you hate what you hate and makes your body respond the way it just fucking does. It's just pre-programmed shit that I have to let you know, guys. Like, yes, even if you want to be a little bit smarter and apply what I said earlier on, like basically to only aspire to achieve things that are attainable. I don't want not the whole the baseline of just the word natural to be like that for you. It shouldn't be. Because there are some natural like fuckers on this planet that even I won't look like. And I consider myself to be, genetically on the better, easier side for, having an aesthetically pleasing physique, especially as a professional bodybuilder. Okay, so when you are setting your goals, I guess I might say this. When you are setting your goals, the number one thing you want to do, okay, is. Oh, iPhone overheated. Is. The number one thing you guys want to do is not look at other people. Like, straight up, don't compare yourself to other people. Like, you cannot do that. You can't afford to do that. Regardless of if they're natural or not. Because if they're not natural, we already talked about that. You're just gonna drive yourself into a fucking wall with impatience and instant gratification, and then, not really even knowing that you want to do it for the rest of your life. And then there's also a similar sort of effect, but it's even kind of worse and more sinister because you actually believe it's attainable, which is like looking at a natural athlete that has 0.001% genetics. Okay, and that naturally is just acclimated to loving training hard. Stronger joints, just naturally has an affinity to foods that will make their body grow more muscle. It's just like you can't expect to have similar results to anyone or anything. Okay, and I would never want you to. That's like setting yourself up for absolute failure. All right, so yes, I am natural. You can be inspired by me. Yes, fucking Ronnie Coleman or whoever it might be, your physique idol, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I used mine for a long time. Still is to a degree. It doesn't matter who your idol is. Don't try to emulate them to the point where it's like, yo, I'm trying these things. It worked for Arnold. Why isn't it working for me? Like, take that. Don't take that personally, but take it into account. Okay? Just look at the number one thing that pisses you off about your body and let that be the thing that changes. Like, and make it attainable, guys. If you fucking hate your gut and you just fucking, like, every time you got a belt, like, buckle up your belt, or maybe you get out the shower or whatever it is, maybe anytime you pass the mirror, you look at that one thing that, fuck, man, like, if I could just change this, but my body would feel so much better. Let that be the thing that you pin up in front of you, right? And set as an attainable goal to transform. Right, if it's your gut, cool. Maybe you don't like how skinny your shoulders are. You want to get bigger shoulders or bigger traps, because your neck is skinny. Or you want bigger arms to fill out your shirt. Whatever it is, guys. Bigger legs. Just look at yourself in the mirror and let that be what you want to change. Not a picture on Instagram, not a fucking poster on your wall that you had since you were 12. Just you. Look at yourself in the mirror and let that be the guideline. Okay, because that's, I think, the only way you can truly achieve satisfaction in your physique. And, like, I'm saying this as a guy who's got bodybuilding posters on my wall, right? But I do understand that I'm also one of the pictures on my wall. Meaning, when I look at my physique, I'm like, what are some things that I can change? Yes, other things inspire me, but no way in hell do I ever make them my goal. Same thing I want for you. Be inspired by me, be inspired by whoever the fuck you want to be inspired by, but you cannot make that your goal, especially if you know deep down it's unattainable. It's just not realistic because you'll never achieve it. It's like saying, I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow and make $1 million by like the weekend, next weekend, and then I'm gonna be successful. And like, although that sounds good and that's a fucking wicked goal to have, how attainable is that for you? Instead, you're better off looking at your schedule and saying, what can I cut out so that I can have more time for work so that I can have more money if that's the thing that you're into? Right? And that would be your starting point. That would be where you look at to change or to build upon. All right? Not anybody else's reference. Yes, inspiration, but not for reference. Okay? And guys, I want to also tell you guys this. I want to be a little bit more vulnerable here, right? Because that's what we do on this podcast. Like, I wouldn't be able to know that I had what I had in terms of like natural potential unless I trained. So yes, you can say you're genetically predisposed to this and to that and to sure, but I could have never known that unless I fucking stepped into the gym and did work, period, to begin with. The same steps that you have to take, I wouldn't have been in the position that I'm in if I didn't take those same steps. So I'm telling you what works because it's worked for me. All right, the same exact thing that worked for me will work for you, but in your way. You understand? Like, use time to fully reveal the max potential of your genetics. When we come around full circle, that's the message here. That's the number one takeaway I want you guys to understand here. You don't need steroids, you need time. And when it comes to using time, allow yourself to fully utilize the time that you've got to maximize the potential of your genetics, just as I have. Okay, how are you going to maximize the potential of your genetics? It's very simple. If I haven't screamed it to you 8 billion times, I'm going to scream it to you 8 billion and one times. You're going to train consistently, you're going to eat what you know you need to eat. And you're going to make sure that you stay consistent. You're going to rinse and repeat that over and over and over again, not only until you get the results, but even after you get those results. You understand? And you're going to understand that this is like a lifestyle. It's not a fad. This is not something you're doing for likes on Instagram or to get attention or just to temporarily build confidence. This is something, it's like a religion, dude. It's like you do it or nothing is like once, if you are in and out, like you're in now and you're out later, you might as well just stay out. Because it's not even gonna look like you're gonna be one of those people that say, like, I used to train. How many of you guys know those folks? I used to be in shape. I used to this, I used to that. When all they really had to do, maybe they had the first two things down packed, which they did if they were in shape. They trained, they ate well. But the last thing was consistency. They just weren't consistent. They just let the ball roll. And then now it's years later, all they had to do was be consistent. Just repeat what they were already doing. But years later, they're completely unrecognizable, right? And that happens to most of us, if I'm being honest with you, especially getting out of high school or getting out of college, getting out of your adolescence, getting out of your early or mid or late 20s, approaching your 30s, approaching parenthood. Those are times when people usually have to sacrifice a lot more time for work or family or whatever it might be, but not sacrifice time for themselves, or at least most people they rationalize with that. And I don't want that to be you. Because that time that you are sacrificing doing other things, you're going to regret. At least if you're not also investing in yourself. Okay? You need to put that time into yourself to build this physique. This is age old. I know it. You know it. We all know it. but you have to fucking do it. Because information without implementation is just fucking noise, my guy. All right? And of course, everyone will have differing results, but I promise that those differing results will be more sustainable for you, more rewarding and more permanent for you, and it'll also be better than any other kind of result that you could get by hopping on a fucking cycle of steroids that will temporarily bring you to that physique, or maybe even temporarily surpass that physique that you want, but you can't maintain for a lifetime. Like, it's not sustainable, right? And we know how that goes. It's just a spiral of depression. And you're better off, especially if you're not competing or you don't want to be a bodybuilder or a professional athlete, better off just never touching the shit. It's not really not worth it. And P.S. guys, additionally, the things that I'm representing in this episode, the figures that I talk about, they're based on general levels of fitness benchmarks and may not represent the strength levels of everyone. As I said, genetics do play a huge role here, and where you are currently starting in terms of starting points do matter, okay? And if you're interested in assessing or improving your strength in these lifts, or, you know, you want to change something about your physique, it's advisable to focus on your personal goals, training consistency, and proper form. Like, just take it at a fucking turtle's pace, right? And consider consulting with a fitness professional, like myself, to receive a personalized guidance plan based off of your specific needs and abilities. So long story short, guys, if you need help, reach out to somebody, go to Google, go to YouTube. There's a fuck ton of free information out there. And if you don't want to learn it yourself, because, like, fuck that, I get it. I'm low-key kind of like that when it comes to certain things in my life. But one thing I do to solve that is I hire the help. So if you need help, reach out for it, all right? Look at somebody that you either want to look like or that has the knowledge and you've seen proof of the knowledge. Go ask them for help, and I promise you'll come out with a result as long as you apply it. All right, guys, 30 minutes on today's episode, kind of on the longer side. I want to deliver these episodes a little bit shorter to you guys in the future, because I noticed that you guys really do like between 10 to 20 minutes long. But if there's something to say, I will say it. And I'm going to get it off my chest. Plus, this is the second episode of the year, and I really miss you motherfuckers, so I really wanted to lay it all out here. All right, so that's it. That's all. If you like this episode, please share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, wherever you're watching this. We're live streaming pretty much everywhere, and we have this recording on the podcast. Leave a review if this was able to help you. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. If you weren't listening, I don't know who the fuck would be. I hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Let's embrace our inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro, Matt Butale, signing out. Boom. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work, and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised. But I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the Meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right? It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Butale, signing out.